We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back. Another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. We are back with another ranking episode. This was a highly requested topic. A lot of people that I've talked to asked for me to rank this next thing that we are about to rank. And so I am going to be ranking the weeks, or not the weeks, the days in the weeks. So this is kind of going to be an interesting one. And if you hear which day, if you hear like the day you like the most and you don't like exactly where I put it, you can come find me and tell me. I just like I did with the seasons one. I've been listening to people's opinions. Unless you put summer at number one, then your opinion is invalid. So if you enjoy this episode, make sure to follow whichever one you're listening. We are now on Spotify. So I've uploaded your first two episodes on Spotify, but this will be the first episode that will go live on Spotify and Apple Podcasts at the same exact time. So I'm very pumped. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. All right. So like I said, this was a highly requested episode. A lot of people liked when I ranked the seasons. Pretty much everybody low-key agreed with me, no matter what you said to my face, I could tell. And so a lot of people, because I kind of talked about it in the seasons one, I think I mentioned my favorite day. So if you already know, then you know. But if not, then you'll be in for a surprise, I think. But some people asked, and so here we are. We're going to be ranking the days of the week, you know, Monday, Tuesday, etc. And I have some good points. One thing you'll learn about me, everything that I think and believe, I got a reason for it. You're about to see it today. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to start the least, and then we're going to go up to the best. And so just make sure you remember that when I'm making my count. So the first one, it's pretty obvious. I think this is one, the list is the bottom. This is the least favorite day. And I think this is a clear-cut thing, but it's going to be Monday. Now, before I explain why I don't like Monday, I want to specify something real quick. I'm not taking into account things that happen on this day in my personal life. For example, Sunday, I go to church. I like church. I look forward to church. But I'm not using church to account for Sunday. I have general reasons that would connect with mostly everybody about why I believe this list. So just specifying that. So Monday is the least. And this is a universal decision. This is what everybody, I feel like, can agree with. You know, you're coming off the weekend. You haven't worked as much. You've had a relaxing 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, and then boom, life's back. And it's just horrible. Like, I wake up on Mondays, and sometimes I feel physically ill. And you just have those Monday feelings, you know? Like, I did something. So this past Monday, I was busy, and I took an exam, a praxis test, and I missed my class. So it was kind of like a weird day. I was off from a normal routine, and I guess I kind of am using personal things. So disregard the first comment I made. So I was off my normal day, and I go to class Tuesday morning, 8:00. And geez, I just felt horrible. Normally, I don't feel this bad. I was just like so mentally out of it. I was like, this is horrible. I don't like this at all. Granted, it is an 8 a.m. class and important class, but no class is good at 8 a.m. But I'm just sitting there like miserable. And I understand why. I got, on a Tuesday, I got the Monday feels. All right, I have the Monday feels. The Monday feels can go onto any other day. If your Monday's off and your Monday, say you don't have work on a Monday, say you're out on vacation, you come back on a Monday. You really feel this on like Labor Day, when Labor Day is on like a Monday. But like, you'll get done with the weekend, say it's Labor Day, and you treat Monday as part of the weekend, relax, not much going on. Then boom, Tuesday feels like a Monday. And you, some of y'all, if you're me, have literally said, man, this feels like a Monday. That's just how bad it is. So I don't like Mondays. Absolutely horrible. They feel bad. And they're not even the real start to the week. Everybody says they are, but they aren't. It's Sunday. So check yourself. So now we're going to go to the second to last. And this is the next one on the list. And it is going to be Tuesday. Tuesday. Actually, yeah, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. So the reason it's Tuesday is because I just feel like Tuesday is never anything special. Like, I can't think of a time in my life when Tuesday has been special. It's not Monday because it hasn't given me, like, it's not in Monday's place because it hasn't given me a reason to dislike Tuesday. But Tuesday has never given me a reason to like it. Because, like, you're kind of just in your normal funk of whatever the week is. Like, once you've started your week, you're there. And then, since it's not a consistent Monday, it can't be lower than Monday. But like I said, there are days, if you have an unorthodox Monday, Tuesdays feel like Mondays, which makes me not like Tuesdays that specific day. And that does happen. But Tuesdays is really not that special. And so, I'm kind of just going to, like, I cannot think of any reason to like Tuesdays except I saw this really cool picture one time where someone put the number 2, comma, S, day, Tuesday. Get it? okay. Anyways, Tuesday is all right. It doesn't really have a reason for me to like it, but it doesn't have a reason for me to put it below Monday. So I'm putting it on this spot. Of the 7 days of the week, this is the 6th spot. Number 5, it's going to be kind of weird when you hear this order, is Wednesday. Oh, what's that? Look at that. We got Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, Wednesday is also kind of very similar to Tuesday. You know, it's just really not much going on. I have it in the middle, though, because like the middle of the week. And so depending on your week, it could be a teeter-totter kind of like feeling, you know. So if you've had a really good week, then, you know, Wednesdays feel good because you're like, everyone's always excited for the weekend. So Wednesdays feel good. And you're like, oh yeah, you know, it's like we're close to the weekend. We're already halfway through the week. But if you're having a miserable week, oh my goodness, Wednesdays are horrible. So I guess you can even make an argument to put Tuesdays above Wednesdays and put Wednesdays in that 6th spot. But because most of the time my weeks feel like they're flying by, when I hit Wednesday, I'm already like, all right, you know, we're already halfway through the week. This is feeling pretty good. And I normally look to Wednesday as like a encourager, like a halfway marker. So that's why I'm personally putting it above Tuesday. But if you're someone that tends to have a lot of those like slow weeks where it's just kind of like sluggish, you feel like this week's never going to end, I can see why you would hate Wednesday, because you get to Wednesday and you're like, it's only Wednesday. But for me, I'm going to put Wednesday in the 5th spot because of the reason stated. So that leaves us with our 4th spot. We're down to our final 4. The final 4 remaining days are Saturday, Sunday, Thursday, and Friday. And the 4th spot is Sunday. Now, like I said, this is a reason I can't let too many things influence it, because if you know me, you're like, what? You're going to put Sunday on 4th when it's the day we go to church? That should be like one of your favorite days. And church days are one of my favorites. However, this is a very similar concept to why I dislike spring and my seasons debate, because spring, it's not horrible, but it takes me into summer, which is my least favorite. What's Sunday? The day before Monday. It takes me into Monday. I spend a portion of my Sundays, mostly in the evenings, dreading that tomorrow is Monday. And so that's one of the reasons it's going to be lower. But I do like Sundays better than Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So that is obviously a decision that it will be above, because ultimately, if I do play that into a factor, I do get to go to church. I love church, and I get to still have an off feeling. You know, it's not like if you're working, most people don't work Sundays. Some do, which I will say, this schedule, like this ranking, can be totally different based on your work schedule. Most traditional jobs have the Saturday, Sunday, you're off, Monday through Fridays when you work. But there are schedules of jobs that work. Like I know people that work Thursday to Tuesday and they have Wednesday off, or Thursday to Monday, I get 2 days off. I don't know. But so for some people, this could be completely irrelevant to you of your own thing. But for most people, the traditional format, Monday through Friday is your work day, Saturday, Sunday, you're off. So I'm going off that format because that's the format I have. But Sunday, it is on a weekend, so it's going to be in the top four. Like, it's that kind of feeling. But because it takes me into Monday, it's got to be the fourth one of them, because I just don't like those days. I'm a very big transition guy. The days that transition me are seasons to the ones I don't like, it knocks them down. But the ones that transition to what I do like, my favorite, there you go. So the next one, and this is where I feel like I'm going to have some differences with people. Because this one would be a lot of people's number one, and it's my number three, and that is Saturday. So the reason I'm putting Saturday as third is because ultimately I sometimes feel I'm like a going guy, and sometimes I like lazy and relaxing, but sometimes I misuse my Saturday and I'm too lazy and too relaxing, and then I'm just like, I feel unproductive to in a sense. And I just feel sluggish. Like I get up off my couch to go get something to drink and my head hurts. I feel dizzy and my head hurts. Like, boom. That shows how I have not moved for about 7 hours straight. And I don't know. Sometimes, like, I think Saturdays can be a little bit overrated. I know they're like the day where most people, everyone's off work. And even if you're a church goer, you don't do anything on Saturday because their Sundays can be busy. But like, I don't know. I just think they're a little bit overrated. I'm not really a Saturday guy, you know? Like, I don't look forward to Saturdays most of the time. I enjoy them when they're not busy, and I enjoy them when I get to have the freedom to do whatever I want to do, like do something fun or so. But I don't know. They're just not there for me. And I know a lot of people probably have it at their one, but not me. Saturdays is at my three. So now, final two. This one. Remember what I said about the connector. This explains a lot. The transition feeling I like. This one is self-explanatory when I say that. Thursday. Thursday is my second favorite day of the week. First of all, it is towards the end. So you can already celebrate that. You know, it's not Wednesday where you can potentially be like, oh, we're only halfway. Like Thursday's it. And I feel like you can always have a moment of relief because you're at the end of the week. And I don't know, Thursdays are just cooler too. And I kind of have like a weird respect for Thursdays, you know, because whenever you do like the abbreviations for the days, you got M for Monday, T for Tuesday, W for Wednesday. Why is Thursday TR? Because I actually have my calendar right here, just so you know. And on my calendar, it says TR for Thursday. But for Saturday, because I assume it does that because Thursday and Tuesday both start with a T. But Saturday and Sunday both start with an S. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. If TR is for Thursday because Tuesday starts with a T and Tuesday is just T, then why isn't Saturday ST or Sunday SD? You know what I mean? So I feel like people mistreat Thursday. And I'm all about an underdog story. But also, and this is the ultimate reason Thursday is my second favorite day, which will then lead us to my favorite day. Thursday is the day before Friday. Friday is my favorite day. It is the day I look forward to. I look forward to Fridays on Saturdays. You know, I love Fridays. Just think about it. It's like the end of the week. It's that feeling of accomplishment. You're like, I've done this. I've made it through this week. And yeah, Saturdays are good days that you rest and get to chill and do whatever you want. But like, they don't, Saturdays don't offer that immediate feel of completion. It's Fridays when you're done. That's the best feeling. If you've had a good week, you're like, boom, I've checked out of the week. Officially, nothing can ruin this week now. This week will be cemented into my memory logs as a good week. Boom, nothing can mess it up. And if you've had a bad week, this day couldn't get here any faster. All right, it is 5 o'clock. You are off. You are gone. You can put this week behind you and start a new one. Boom. Take Saturday or Sunday. Check yourself. Get rebuilt. Prepare yourself for Monday, which is at the bottom. But Friday is just amazing, you know, and it has a lot of things I do like, but I said I wouldn't put in a lot of the personal aspects, but it's just amazing. And I don't know how my life would be if I didn't have a Friday. You know, if I worked a work schedule where the days were different, but I didn't have a Friday type of day, it'd be miserable, honestly. So, and that's why Thursday is second, because it takes me to Friday. And that's why Friday is number one. You know, I don't like bad transition days, such as Sunday, you know, transitioning me to Monday and stuff like that. But Friday transitions me to Saturday, which is number one for most people's list and number three on mine. So, like, I think that's amazing. It's like you get to Friday and you have that sense of joy. And you're like, yes, it's Friday. And then you wake up and it's Saturday. And you can even have something to do. You can have plans on Saturday that you don't want to do. And it will still make you enjoy your Friday. Because if you know you're going to be busy on Saturday, then you'll enjoy your Friday night even more. And it's just amazing. And like, it's just, I mean, think of the word Friday. Friday. And they named a restaurant after it. TGI Fridays. And guess what? It's thriving. They named a restaurant after Tuesday as well. Ruby Tuesday. And it's closing down across the nation if it's not already. That's all I need to say about that comparison. So that's my days. Friday is obviously number one. It's just the most best day to look forward to. Thursday's number two, transition me into Friday. Saturday's good because it can be a nothing day if you're able to make it. And it does kind of like, it's very similar to Friday. It doesn't have bad transition. Like I like Sunday. Sunday is fourth. So it transitions me into Sunday and I can handle that, which has Sunday at fourth. It's only down below Saturday probably because it transitions me into Monday, which I don't like. Wednesday is just in the middle. I think it's actually in the dead middle. No, Sunday's in the dead middle, being in fourth. Tuesday is second to last, and Monday's last. If you want to know how much I dislike Mondays, think about how much I dislike the summer. And if you've made those comparisons, there you go. Winter equals Friday, or Friday equals winter. Monday equals summer. There you go. That is me ranking the days of the week. A lot of people like the ranking episodes, so if you have any things you want me to rank that you're just interested of how I would order something, let me know, because I have hot takes. I know for a fact people out there will disagree with me, and guess what? I don't care. Bring it on. I'll tell you, there's a good percent chance a lot of these things, you're not going to change my mind. Now, I can respect people's opinions. I was talking to a lovely person, and they were telling me how fall was number one. Winter was maybe two or three. Spring was two. But they respect that summer's last. And you know what? I can respect any list if summer's last. If summer is last place on your seasons list, I can respect you. I can respect whatever list you put out. If Monday is the bottom, I can respect any list you put out. The only way I will respect someone saying Monday is not the bottom is if it's like what I was saying earlier. You know, you have one of those unorthodox schedules where maybe Monday is your Friday. Or Monday's your Saturday. And if that's the case, I will get behind you. All right. I can agree with your statement there. But if you're on the traditional thing, you'll never convince me that Monday is not the worst. So thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed, make sure to follow on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, wherever you're listening. I have some cool developments continue. Each week is like a new development of something cool that's about to happen. And I can't wait to share with you guys. Also, the first episode with a guest is going to be coming soon. just so many cool things, and I cannot wait. But if you enjoyed, like I said, follow, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.
At Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details. Save big.